We make a serious mistake if we think that we are celebrating history. We're not celebrating history. We're celebrating mystery. We are pondering mystery. These liturgies do not take us back in time into what is happening now in our lives today. These liturgies this week, starting with today, take us into our own lives and our relationship with Jesus Christ. And we're invited into the mystery and to anticipate our own crucifixion and resurrection with the Lord. We are reminded to keep the Paschal fast on Good Friday and Holy Saturday until the Easter Vigil. Fast and pray, give alms. In Holy Week, we unite ourselves to Jesus, to his sufferings, our sufferings to his sufferings, so that we might also join with him in the resurrection. That's what this week is all about, not about history. Today we prepare to celebrate the holiest time of our year. And throughout Lent, we've been preparing to commemorate the Lord's death, his passion, his resurrection. Triduum. Say the word triduum.
Triduum.
Triduum. Say it again.
Triduum.
T-R-I-D-U-U-M. Triduum. Say it again.
Triduum.
It means 3 days. Triduum. You said it 3 times, you own it. It's yours. Now let's understand what it means. The Easter Paschal liturgy is 3 days in Lent. So 3 days in length. An interesting thing about this is it's always been the same way. There was a nun from Spain called Egeria who made, imagine in the 4th century, in the 300s, made a pilgrimage, a woman from Spain to the Holy Lands, and she kept a journal, and we still have the journal. And what she describes is what we're going to do this week. So she describes being in Jerusalem, and on Holy Thursday, people start showing up at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the place of Jesus' crucifixion. It's been there, same place for centuries and centuries from the beginning of the church. And she said the people came and they brought blankets and food and water for 3 days. And at the appointed time that evening, they had the Mass of the Lord's Supper, and it opened like a regular Mass. And they celebrated and remembered the institution of the priesthood, the institution of the Eucharist, and the washing of the feet, just like we do. And then, at the end of the Mass, it didn't have an ending. They just picked up all the reserved Eucharist, formed a procession, and left silently, or singing. Nobody left. They brought their blankets, their food, and their water. And the next day, they stayed in prayer and fasting throughout Good Friday. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, no opening to the Mass. There was no Mass. There is no Mass. There can be no Mass between the Last Supper and Easter. The priest just walked in. And they had a reading of the Passion, just like we did. And then they had an adoration of the cross, like we will do. And then they brought with them the Holy Communion they had consecrated Thursday evening, and they had a communion service. And when it was over, they said the Lord's Prayer and just walked out. No blessing, no closing, nothing. And people remained in fasting and prayer the rest of Friday, all day Saturday, in prayer and fasting together. Then after sundown, when it was dark on Saturday evening, she says, there was a holy fire lit. And with that fire, they lit candles. People had brought candles. And they read seven readings from the Old Testament, just like we're going to do, telling the entire story of salvation history. And then they gave baptism and confirmation and to those who had been preparing to enter the church, the new believers. And then they had the consecration of the Eucharist in the normal way, and they had communion and gave communion to the new Christians. And at the end of the Mass, they had a formal closing with a solemn blessing of everybody. So in that 3 days, the Triduum, there was only one opening and one closing. Only one greeting and one blessing. Triduum. It is one liturgy spread over 3 days, just like we are going to do. Now, the church in the last few centuries has added some things, and they're wise things. So that, for instance, the Chrism Mass. Say Chrism. Chrism Mass. It's one of the oils that we use in the ordination of priests and bishops, in baptizing, and in the in confirmation. It represents the Holy Spirit. Well, the bishop prepares the chrism oil at the chrism mass at a mass that's a separate mass held during the week in which all the priests repeat their ordination vows. Beautiful event. Well, in the tradition in our dioceses, people come from so far away that we have them on Tuesday. So on Tuesday, we will have the Chrism Mass at 10:30 at St. Vincent de Paul Church. Everybody's invited. If you've never been to a Chrism Mass, wow! Take advantage of it. He blesses all the oils, the three oils, the oil of salvation, the oil of the sick, and the chrism. And then at 7 o'clock Tuesday evening here, right here, we will have a mass, a chrism mass, the reception of the holy oils that we will use, because we have to burn all of the oils from the previous year. And from now on in the rest of the year, after Easter, we will use these new oils blessed by the bishop. It's a beautiful sign of unity that we are gathered around our bishop and he makes our sacraments possible. So our next event after Palm Sunday is the Chrism Mass, Tuesday, twice if you want to. And then we will have the Last Supper at 7 p.m. on Thursday. At the end of the Mass, there will be no blessing and no closing. We will just process out and go down to the cafeteria with an altar of repose. The altar will be stripped. There will be no Blessed Sacrament left here. There will be no Mass in this church from the Last Supper to Easter Vigil. Make your plans to participate in the mystery. This is not about Easter eggs. This is about how we participate with Him.